Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Okay, boys, let's just interrupt you for a second because we've got Isaiah Yeo from the Panthers on the line for a quick word. Isaiah, welcome to the Sunday Sinbin, mate, and congratulations.
Hey, boys. Thank you, Tar, and thanks for having me.
Hey, talk us through that last the last time Parra sort of had the ball there where Ray Stone went to pass it to Paulo and Paulo dropped it. I mean, that was the set. I felt like they were, just from watching the game, mate, I felt like that's when Parramatta were going to get you.
There was obviously a fair bit of relief there, but look, I felt like they'd had about three or four sets before then. So I think from about the 6 minute mark, they had the ball the whole time. And I felt like we were defending that pretty well. So I thought defence was obviously the key word for both teams all day, but I'd like to think we would have been able to hold them out for another 30 seconds.
Congratulations on your own performance. Tell me, how are the bodies this morning, mate? It was a pretty brutal encounter.
Yeah, it was. Was up there then for lunch, and there's a few ice packs getting around on the field of boys. So I think there might be one or two going to get a scan, I think, that come from it. I think Billy Kickout didn't finish the game, so he'll get a scan, and same with Mitch Kenny. So it was a tough physical game. I think I was talking to Regan Kimmel-Gillard this morning, and I think that it's the same on their end as well. So, I just thought the whole game just emphasised what semi-final football is about. And I thought it was a really good contest, but obviously a few sore bodies this morning.
So, Isaiah, on the back of those sore bodies this morning, how hard is it going to be to get you blokes back to 100% readiness for next week's game?
We've obviously got Ivan and Hayden Knowles. They do a wonderful job and have done throughout the whole season so far. So obviously it'll be a couple of days rest now, and then the boys who are travelling well, they'll train on Tuesday. So look, nothing really changes, and it's obviously an exciting time of the year too. So everyone wants to be playing in these games. So look, I don't think motivation will be a problem with all that sort of stuff. So obviously a few sore bodies, but I think that's to be expected there. And obviously take a lot of confidence and belief out of that game as well going into Melbourne on the weekend.
Isaiah, congratulations. It was an absolute cracking contest. You've played in grand finals. You've played in State of Origin series. Where does that game last night rank in terms of the type of contest you've featured in?
Yeah, definitely up there. I just thought it was just a grueling contest. There wasn't a lot of stoppages, it didn't feel like. Felt like there was a lot of end-to-end sets, and but I think it still showed that with all the new rule change and everything going on, I think defence still stands tall when it needs to. So obviously the game's been sped up and all that sort of stuff to make it more attacking. But I think when a team's willing to turn up for one another and keep working hard, you obviously saw the results of it last night. So definitely up there, one of the tough ones I've played for sure. Everyone was pretty obviously relieved and tired once the game finished. But I'm definitely glad we're on the right end of that scoreline last night. It would have been disappointing one to lose, but very tough.
You just touched on that a little bit earlier there, Isaiah, about the mental toughness that comes from winning a game like that, because I think a lot of blokes like me just think, well, you played in that game, it was a bit of a bash-a-thon, and maybe that softens you up for next week. But Kenty touched on it, and then you just touched on it then. You think that'll add some mental toughness to your preparation?
Yeah, I think so. It gives you a lot of belief, I think. And obviously, ever since the loss against South, we've had to take that option and just say, well, if we're playing an extra game, we'll just be more battle-hardened because of it. So that's how we're looking at it at the minute. We obviously didn't rest players the last round leading into it because we wanted to keep playing football together, because I've obviously been a few little injuries and stuff like that before the semi started. So, I think that's one thing we definitely are. We're definitely battle-hardened. We're definitely fit. So, I think that's ideal for this time of the year, and obviously going to need to be coming up against the Melbourne Storm on Saturday.
Can I be a cranky old ex-footballer for a minute? How do we stop players from laying down? And it went against you last night when Fergo went down. It looked like that he needed a neck brace to get up and try to fight, and then, you know, Sorensen lays down. How do we get that out of the game? Because when it's, you know, I wouldn't like that to cost you guys a grand final because someone lays down and he gets a, you know, like a fingertip to the chin.
Yeah, you'd be filthy, wouldn't you? Look, I think it's just the way the game's going at the minute, and obviously the bunkers having their input with that as well. And there's obviously rules around the trainers, and if they're calling time off, that's just what has to happen. So, look, I'm sure there'll be a lot changed or a lot spoken about in the off season in regards to the bunker and the stoppages and all that sort of stuff. But Yeah, look, I thought it worked for both sides last night. Obviously, the Fergo one with the crusher, I don't think got him since straight up. And obviously, like you said, with the Sorrow one, it probably helped us a little bit. But then you look at sort of other cases, I thought the Mitch Kenny one, as much as they were starting to get a roll on, like he had to get help from the field from two trainers. So you can see different sides to it. But yeah, you'd be obviously dirty if you lost a grand final or you're attacking the line at the end. And obviously, that gives them a little breather. So look, I'm sure it'll be spoken about in the off-season, particularly when there's no footy. You've got to talk about something, and I'm sure that'll be front and centre. But yeah, we'll just see how we go.
Isaiah, would you support, though, a move for the NRL to start winding back the bunker and not being involved in telling the referee this, that, he's missed it, he needs to make a decision on that, and also just calling play on when players are down injured?
Yeah, it probably would be, to be fair. It's obviously you want to put more onus in the ref's hands, but then at the same time, they've probably done that to try and help the ref out as well, so he's not getting scrutinised too much throughout the week. So, look, I can definitely see both sides of it, so I'll be Switzerland in this conversation and not pick one. But it's I'll definitely see both sides of it. It's obviously, it's a tough job, particularly in these big games for refs, so they're obviously happy for the help when they can get it. But, yeah, obviously, I think the players and the coaches have obviously, they're working their way around those, as they do with all rules, and trying to benefit them as much as they can. So I think particularly this year with all the head high stuff, and it's obviously, I think players are definitely milking it a little bit more and obviously being rewarded for it. So you don't want them to see that to be the case. But at the moment, you can only work within the rules at the minute, and that's certainly within it.
Hey, what's the latest on, or is there any update, Isaiah, on young To'o?
Yeah, so obviously he's had a few ankle injuries throughout the year. It didn't sort of... the sort of week leading up to this game, it sort of didn't settle down as much as they would have liked. So look, it was probably a blessing in disguise we did win. It was obviously a little bit of a risk, but yeah, it's obviously been hindering him a little bit over the last sort of month or so. So it's look, he'll definitely be back this week.
Right.
But yeah, it just didn't settle down like they wanted it to. So yeah, it was more of a risk, I think, playing him than not. So obviously he's massive for our team. So the more he's out there, definitely the better we go. But he should be fine this week.
All right, mate. Well, we wish you all the best up against the Melbourne Storm, and that'll be at least one sort of Sydney side in, or one New South Wales side into the grand final, mate. But you've been a great ambassador for Penrith, but for also the lovely city of Dubbo and surrounding areas, mate. I know everybody out there is proud of you. So congratulations, and hopefully we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, boys. Happy Sunday.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.